We're visiting with
Linden head football coach Brent Holting on the Area Coaches Corner. And, Coach, first off, again, congratulations on the victory Friday night, a victory over Chase County. That guarantees you a playoff spot. But before we talk about the playoffs and this Friday's game against Olpe last week, 41-0 the victory, how'd you feel about the overall play of your football team?
You know, I thought, once again, as has been the theme throughout the season, we did some really good things. But we're still lacking consistency. You know, we're still playing a lot of young guys. You know, we looked out there one time, we had three freshmen on the defensive line in the first half. So we're lacking that play-to-play consistency that I would like. You know, Dex had a great game. He had 300-and-some yards rushing. And I thought we did a really good job on some plays in our offense. And there were some that I thought we didn't execute very well. So really we need to go back to the drawing board and just work on that play-to-play consistency that we need.
And I know with only one game left before playoffs get underway, that's going to be a focus this week, is that consistency. The other side of it is you were able to get some younger players some playing time, and you can use that depth.
Sure, and we always try to do that, you know, maybe as early as we can, sometimes maybe too early, but we really like to establish those kids on Friday nights, let them see what it's like to play under those lights and to get as much playing time. I feel like that helps us going down the road, and it's been a key component for our success these last few years.
We're visiting with Linden head football coach Brent Holting on the Area Coach's Corner, and as mentioned, you've already sewn up a playoff spot this Friday night, district championship on the line when you take on Olpe. First off, what challenges do you see Olpe offering your football team?
Well, you know, you talk about consistency, and that's what Olpe is. You know, that's what they are, is they're so consistent in their approach. They're so good at what they do. They're very well coached, very fundamentally sound, and you know that they're going to play harder than anyone you play all year. You know, that's just the kind of team they are, the kind of kids they are, the kind of culture that they have there with Coach Schmidt. So we know that they're going to be the biggest challenge by far we faced all year. We know that we're going to get their best shot, and we're going to have to rise to the level emotionally and execution-wise, because Olpe demands that from you. You can't beat Olpe if you don't execute.
Looking at your football team, though, what a season it's been. You've come up with some really impressive victories this season. The way this team has played this season, how much of a surprise was it, or is this something you kind of expected from this year's team?
You know, we knew we had some good pieces coming back. We didn't return a ton of starters, but we knew the ones that we did were three-year starters. And then, you know, obviously going into the season, we lose Garrett for the season. And want to give a quick shout-out to him. And he has his big surgery tomorrow. So if you're the praying type, send a prayer up for him. We would appreciate that. But we lost him, so we were really, really thin on the offensive line and knew we were going to have to play a lot of new faces. And luckily, Mason Slusher was our only returning lineman. He's really taken ownership there of leading those young kids. And we knew we had some skill kids that could play. But I've been really impressed with our resilience, you know, fighting through injuries, everything that we've went through as a team. I think that our kids have done a fantastic job, obviously able to win our 8th straight league title, of responding to adversity this year.
Coach Holting, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us, not only this week but throughout the season. Good luck on Friday night against Olpe, and good luck in the postseason.
Thank you for having me this year. We sure appreciate it.
That's Linden head football coach Brent Holting on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Pyman Title and Escrow and by Eck Real Estate on Country 101.7 FM.